T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve will throw hell to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast Miss Sharon Carr of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Now, let's just say that our friend Sharon here channeled her inner Mila Kunis. Think back to the Super Bowl commercial, Mila Kunis. You see, last Friday, police were called to a house for the report of a burglar breaking into the home while the woman and her two children were there. Well, the caller said the suspect used the window, went inside, but ended up leaving without stealing anything. Nevertheless, the cops show up. They do a quick investigation, and the one thing they found at the scene, they believe these were two clues, but they weren't sure. Next to the open window, there was a bottle of water. So they're like, all right, maybe we can get DNA run fingerprints, but more telling, an open bag of Cheetos. Well, the Cheeto bag proved to be key because a few minutes later, police found Sharon, and they noticed Cheeto residue in her teeth. She was arrested and charged with first-degree burglary. Now, by the way, in a Facebook post,
why was she trying to fake breaking into her own home?
It wasn't her home.
Oh, it was somebody else.
She is someone else who broke in. They found the Cheeto bag, right? It was open, so they're like, well, they don't know if it's the kids and the woman that lives there or someone else, but they just kind of go, okay. A few minutes later, they spot this woman, Sharon. They ask her a few questions. Obviously, she's in denial, but as she's talking, they're like, there's an awful lot of orange in those teeth and gums right there, and realize it's her.
She got busted by Cheetos.
By Cheetos, man. But here's the thing. So the Tulsa police, they went to their Facebook page, and I quote, a good reminder that Cheeto dust can be pretty hard to get rid of. But they're trying to help you commit better.
You got
to
look at all,
don't
man.
Don't eat Cheetos and then commit a crime. You make it to, there's no fun being a cop if it's that goddamn easy.
Cheeto dust.
Right? I mean, that's ridiculous. Either way, let's.
How did you not lick that off your fingers?
It was in her teeth. That's the problem.
How did you not pick that out of your teeth?
Isn't that your first order of business after eating Cheetos?
Well, it seems weird you would eat Cheetos, though commit the crime afterwards.
And not finish the bag.
You brought them with you.
Yeah, Cheetos, that's a good
you
point.
Can't put down.
You once brought you Cheetos to the bag, crime scene. It's, you want more.
Well, you got to lie to yourself and put it down for about 10 minutes and then pick it back up.
Either way.
Again, if I'm Cheetos, I use that in my advertising campaign.
That's true.
Yeah.
Even when you commit a crime, knowing that Cheeto dust will track you down, Cheetos, they're that good. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throw Hilkin to police everyone how Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Matt, you understand how this here game is played?
A refresher, please.
Jesus Christ, it's what I just said. I'm going to give you a choice of one of three stories, all right? As you listen to the story, listen for clues, hints, whatever it is, and then I'm going to give you a multiple choice question. You pick the multiple choice answer you think best suits the question. Now, that said, these stories fall in one of three categories. One is the wonderful world of drugs. You guess the drug the person was on. Second category is bite me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating. And in this case, you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. So, the wonderful world of drugs, bite me, or interior decorating?
Let's go with drugs.
Drugs!
Nice.
All right, here's your story. We go to the fine state of Connecticut, where a woman has been charged after she slammed into the McDonald's late last month in her car while very, very high. Now, the driver of the silver Hyundai Accent, she drove west across a grassy medium of a traffic circle, then crashed into the side of the building. No employees or patrons are hurt. But police said the driver, 33-year-old Yasmin, I can't say her last name, appeared disoriented and had cuts in her arms from the collision. Damage to McDonald's, by the way, totaled about $150,000. Now, officers on the scene suspected the woman might have been under the influence. She and an unidentified passenger in her car were treated by medics at the scene, taken to the hospital for further evaluation. But in her car, officers found weed, cocaine, several prescription narcotics, and officers learned through their investigation that she was under the influence of cocaine and another drug at the time of the crash. So naturally, an arrest warrant was applied for and granted. Now, she was taken into custody in the parking lot of a gas station. Police said she was found in possession of the cocaine. She was taken to police headquarters, charged with driving under the influence, reckless driving, operating a motor vehicle, suspended license, two counts of possession of a car, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, she was high on two drugs when she crashed. One was cocaine. My question is, what was the other? Here are your choices. Was she high on cocaine and meth, cocaine and oxys, cocaine and PCP, or cocaine and bath salts?
So cocaine being an upper.
Yeah, like a man with the knowledge.
Well, it's not in Florida, so it's probably not bath salts.
You're right, man. Outside of Florida, I don't know that I've heard another
bath
salt.
Not a bad guess,
story.
Though. She had enough energy to drive to McDonald's.
I don't know if she was going to McDonald's. She just ended up crashing into it.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. Not necessary that she was going to McDonald's to eat food.
Yeah, I don't know if she was or was not, but that was not confirmed that she was going there on purpose.
Matt, because you said there's no way she's on bath salts because it's not Florida, I'm taking bath salts.
What do you think, Ted?
I mean, she's already on cocaine.
Yeah, she was on coke and another drug in her system.
So it seems like she wouldn't be on meth, right? Because that's like a... They're both uppers.
Don't
once,
knock it till you try it, Ted.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, people get strung out on meth because they can't afford coke.
Yeah.
Bath salts...
I think I'll go with oxy.
Dude, I'm with you. I think she's, like, one of these prescription pill-popping... Coke taken.
Pill pop, okay.
Crashing into McDonald's kind of chips.
Matt and Chad are going to go oxys on this. I'm going to go with bath salts. Okay. We're going to take a break and find out what else was in her system. Was it meth, oxys, PCP, or bath salts next?
That was a tease.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category is drugs on profile. Then she got a Connecticut woman. She was charged after slamming into the side of a McDonald's.
That was
very, very, very hot. She was on cocaine.
Yes.
Had other drugs in her car.
She did $150,000 damage to the McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
She also was on something else.
Yeah, she had cocaine in her system as well as something else. And, Matt, we asked you to help us identify the something else. And the options, of course, were methamphetamine, oxys, PCP, or bath salts. We will start with Miles Montgomery.
Yes.
You know it's bad if we start with you. You went bath salts.
I have a very hard time with this entire theory, by the way, anyway. I don't care that
what
I
What is your theory?
My theory is that, okay, and I'm not dismissing what Ted and Matt guessed on oxys.
Apparently you are. You picked different.
But,
I'm trying to start a fight, but I'd be mad.
That is a speedball, right? Okay? So one thing you don't want to do is a speedball. We all know that.
All right.
Why are you at bath salts, PCP, meth, along with cocaine?
Yes.
Why are you at a McDonald's? You are not hungry.
Again, we don't know if she was trying to go to McDonald's. We just know the end of her driving experience was...
She's close enough that she was in a McDonald's.
And are you suggesting that cocaine and bath salts is better for you than a speedball?
No, what I mean is, with a speedball...
So do bath salts, goddammit!
Maybe the age brings you down to the point where you're hungry.
Hey, bro, listen, I hear you. And if I knew she was specifically going to McDonald's, I'd agree. I don't know. Doesn't mean she was, doesn't mean she was. Either way, bath salt's not the answer. Now, Matt, you went along with the Ted Smith.
Come on.
The oxy.
Need a week. Come on. I need a W.
Because, Matt, as you pointed out, I'm sure much to the pride of your parents, well, this one's an upper. Quick identification. Always looks bad. Anyway, went with oxys. Helps balance it out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Oh, Matt, I'm sorry. That's not. She was swinging for the fences, my friend. She was on cocaine and PCP. Oh, yeah. I mean, she's looking
to
have...
That seems crazy. I could see PCP and crack. With powdered cocaine and PCP?
Yeah, here's the way I look at cocaine.
You're not hungry.
Cocaine is like salt or sugar. And I don't mean this because it looks like it. I'm saying in the sense of whatever else you're doing, cocaine will hype it.
All right.
If you're doing PCP and add cocaine, your PCP is crazy enough. Cocaine, you're raging, right? So... Yeah, coke is the additive you don't need to any drug.
Okay.
But, right. Yeah, PCP and cocaine.
I'm trying to figure out how you're hungry. Maybe it was like a gas station next
Miles, time. We don't know. Jesus. She was trying to go there.
Telling you she was hungry.
People crash into homes. I mean, they're trying to buy.
Wait. She was not hungry. Cocaine and PCP. My money says this is an accident. McDonald's wasn't even on her mind.
Okay. Now, for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, your choices today will be Seth Meyers.
Seth Meyers.
The Jimmys.
Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Fallon.
Or Ted Smith.
Oh.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That's right, these guys have all their own teams of professional writers who come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late-night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Las Vegas pools recently were allowed to reopen at 35% capacity, but masks are required when not eating, drinking, or smoking. It's Vegas. Unless you're passed out, you're always eating, drinking, or smoking.
Fallon. Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Fallon.
Las Vegas pools were allowed to reopen at 35% capacity, but masks are required except when eating, drinking, or smoking. Come on. It's Vegas. Unless you're passed out, you're always eating, drinking, or smoking.
That is actually true. It's not even a joke.
Yeah, I'm rattling my brain right now trying to think of all the trips I've been on. Well, oh yeah, unless you're passed out.
The one time I was not eating, smoking, or drinking, poor Robin decided to accompany Miles, myself, and Ryan Castle to a hotel room. I don't know if she got past what she saw, but we were like, hey, man, it's good.
Well, me and Castle have a very intimate relationship on the road. That was right before you walked outside and threw up all in front of the casino.
That is correct, sir.
Yeah.
Vice President Kamala Harris had a call with the International Space Station last week. And even that call had a better connection than most of the calls at the Golden Globes.
Come on.
Ted Smith.
Seth Meyers.
Vice President Kamala Harris had a call with the International Space Station last week, and even that call had a better connection than most calls at the Golden Globes.
That does seem a little more Kimmel-y, because it's Hollywood.
That's what I was thinking.
He leans on those jokes more.
You know, the thing about calling the space station, they know who's calling. But there's no way they don't have, like, caller ID. But I would just, if I'm on the space station, call comes in, no matter what, my first response, who dis?
Well, when we did that Zoom call with Angus Young down in Australia.
Yeah.
I mean, it was real time. There wasn't even like a half second. Did you notice that? It was like, I mean, it was, if you interrupted someone, you're like, you backed off. You could hear.
Well, it just depends. Sometimes it depends, too, on other people's connections and how much they have hooked up to it.
I think Angus Young might be doing okay.
What I'm trying to tell you is I think that, you know, talking to Australia is probably closer than talking to the moon. I don't even know if that's correct or not. But
it's closer than the space station.
Okay. All right.
That's for sure. By the way, quick side note. I remember Miles, as we're setting up this call with Angus Young, you see someone doing his hair and they kind of walk off screen. And Miles says, man, I hope they don't live with you. And Angus Young's like, that's my wife.
Yeah. Oops. Who's got jokes? I got jokes.
A Texas woman hit a $300,000 jackpot on a slot machine in Vegas, in the Vegas airport, during her layover. Generally, when you see someone celebrating that much in an airport, is when the United flight lands with both engines.
I'm going to say Seth Meyers.
Seth Meyers.
Actually, Jimmy Fallon.
A Texas woman just hit a $300,000 jackpot at a slot machine during her layover at the Las Vegas airport. Yeah. The only time you see someone celebrate like that at the airport is when the United flight lands with both engines.
People really miss travel. A new report out says 38% of Americans would give up sex for a year to travel again. In a related study, 38% of Americans are married.
Seth Meyers.
Ted Smith!
Oh, yeah!
I got wedding marriage jokes.
You do. That was a good one, the way you set it up, too.
A cat in California recently was reunited with its family 15 years after it went missing as a kitten. Or, and hear me out, cats look alike.
Seth Meyers.
Jimmy Fallon.
Seth Meyers.
And finally, a cat in California was recently reunited with her family after she went missing 15 years ago as a kitten. Or, and hear me out, cats look alike.
I like you slip one in there. Hear me out.
Yeah.
Meow. Like meow?
Oh, I didn't pick up on that.
I thought
he was just pausing there so you could stop. Well, I knew that was... Because I had the cat joke yesterday, and I was like, all right, Seth, I see what you're doing.
That's good stuff.
Welcome for the lead. All right. If anybody knows, well, if you know me, I think we've talked about it on here, but there's a few websites, like all of us pretty much will go to a lot of websites every day, right?
Sure.
There's a few everybody loves. Now, me personally, I love one called Bro Bible. Yeah. Like, I follow a bunch of the creators of it online and everything.
I thought it was Bro Bibble.
Mm-hmm. Right, and I think Migs introduced me to it.
Our Sit and Spin today, the 10 best album opening songs of all times, was a Bro Bible story.
Yeah, right, and like Bro Bible, BuzzFeed, they're great for that stuff. Bro Bible is good sports stuff. So, now you might be angry at this one. So one of their writers put out a list of the top or the funniest TV characters ever. Now the tough part is that some of these are very specific shows, okay? So he's only got 5 on here, and there's a 5A and 5B. So 5B is Mac from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Now, I agree with him. Remember there was the season where Mac got fat?
I didn't watch the show. You and Miles did. Would you agree? Because that's one of those things where I go, if I have not seen the show, people that have, certain people you trust with their opinion of entertainment, other people you don't. Some people I know go, man, you need to see this movie. Based on that person, I will not see that movie. Other people, understanding what I like, I go, absolutely.
It's Always Sunny is an awesome show. Mac and Charlie, to me, are definitely the funniest people. And Charlie sometimes is just sad, so I agree with this. Like, Mac's a great character. And again, that actor put on 50 pounds of real fat, which they said nobody should recommend they do.
No.
And then had to lose it again. But it was just funny. Like, you could have just put on, like, a fake belly.
I think it depends on your version of funny and what shows you like.
Well, that's
like,
right.
For an example, the shows you're watching. You've checked out Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
Who's obviously the funniest guy in Cobra Kai?
Johnny.
Johnny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's not written to be funny, but he is funny. He is written to be funny, but it's not his character to be funny. He's funny as hell.
But he's funny because he's not supposed to be
funny. Exactly. Right. So it's like, is it a Kramer from Seinfeld? Is it, you know?
All right, so Phil Dunphy. Dunphy from Modern Family. He's 5A. So they both tied at 5.
I agree with that.
Right. And again, you know, Modern Family is a great show. I didn't watch enough of it. But I would also say, like, those are two different shows. It's Always Sunny.
Very different.
Modern Family.
But having watched Modern Family pretty religiously, he is a fantastic character.
All right, next on the list, and we're going over a list of some of the funniest characters ever. Gene Ralphio from Parks and Recs, played by Ben Schwartz.
No. There were a lot of funny characters on that show.
Were you a Parks and Recs guy, Mike? Yeah.
I watched two seasons of it
and then I dropped off. It wasn't bad, I lost the interest.
That's another one I'd like to, like, I did the same thing. It was on for so long, I kind of went in and out with it.
It takes a minute to warm up to it, but once you get the characters, you'll like it. But I said Ron Swanson was a funny guy from that show.
Right.
Ron Swanson, yep. I mean, he to me, kind of made the show because he was so ridiculous.
All right. Now, Miles, I think you'll agree with this one. Number three on the list, Leon.
Curb Your Enthusiasm,
played by J.B. Smoove.
Up, yes. Leon was great.
Right, and I've seen J.B. Smoove in interviews, and they asked him if he's anything like his character, and he's like, how could a grown man, like, late 40, like,
be like 50? That?
Right, he's like, he just walks around eating chips all the day, all the damn day, and all the damn day.
Larry,
all
the damn day. Tell me what you got to do with that ass.
Yeah, right? I mean, LD.
That's the kind of advice that Leon is giving.
Yeah, I love that.
You gotta go all in on that.
Yeah. Right, so I mean, if you've seen Curb Your Enthusiasm, super funny show. It was funny before he got there, but I would also say for a list like this, because they're only picking out specific characters.
Sure. Right?
So I agree, like, Leon is the man.
Yeah, he's great.
Honestly, I don't know this one, but Jonah Takula from Summer Height Highs?
I do not know the show.
I've heard of
it. If they were that great, then we would already know the actor from something else.
At least know the show.
So the actor is Chris Lilly. And
that's
then the last character was Terry Berendino from Reno 911, played by Nick Swartzen.
Okay.
So he was the guy that was always like a street hustler on his roller skates.
So it almost sounds like it's no main characters. It's all, you know, like just people who were.
No, and they're just saying, like, look, again, like Curb Your Enthusiasm, I don't know that you'd say that Leon is even the best part of that show, but as far as a character goes, like
right. when he comes in.
Exactly. Right, he is arguably one of the best, like, right, with Seinfeld, like at the end, it's almost like Costanza almost sets up everything, but just pure character alone, you'd go with Kramer.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Ted, we appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
Here we go to Pennsylvania, where Altoona man is charged after kicking not one, but two officers in the face. Meanwhile, a Johnstown, Pennsylvania woman tries to kick a cop after falling down the stairs at her place. Florida high school student Zoom class teaches POV, BDSM, and VR porn. Maine funeral home worker doesn't make it easy for a family to mourn. And a student's lottery numbers finally hit. And she forgets to buy a ticket. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
All right, Tom, sorry, we go to the UK, where a 19-year-old has been playing the numbers. The young lady has been using the same numbers week in and week out, hoping for her time to come up. And against all odds, what do you know, they did. She was ecstatic to see that her numbers have been drawn in perfect order, assuring her a win of 182 million euros. Just one issue. Due to her being so busy with her university work, she actually forgot to buy her weekly ticket on the wrong week, and she won nothing.
Those numbers will never come up again.
No.
And that's brutal.
They will never be lucky to her again. Isn't that proof that those numbers are not lucky for you? The fact that you played them, you have spent so much money on the lottery. I don't know how long she's been doing this, but long enough to where it was newsworthy. And when it finally comes time that it was like, oh, you know what? I forget. It's not going to happen anyway. She blows a $182 million shot.
The unluckiest numbers ever for her.
Right.
For sure.
Drop those as your lucky numbers. In other news, in Maine, an employee at a funeral home has some explaining to do. The family sent the remains of their beloved matriarch that passed at the age of 102. When they went to retrieve her and the belongings from the funeral home, they noticed something missing. Her wedding ring, appraised at $4,000. It was later found that there was security footage of an employee of the funeral home selling the ring.
Damn, man.
He has since been terminated from that particular funeral home.
You don't say.
That seems fair.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, we have to ask you to leave.
How can you not expect people are going to come back for that kind of stuff, man? We're not going to bury grandma with her doggone ring. That thing's $4,000. Mm-hmm. I'm probably going to give it to a family member of mine as a very sentimental item. What the hell?
They're going to know.
Goodness gracious. Down in Florida, police got a call about an armed robbery with an unconventional weapon. They received a call from a woman about a former tenant that had broken into her house and was chasing her out of it using a can of hairspray and a lighter, creating a makeshift flamethrower.
How did he get hairspray?
Yeah, why do you have hairspray?
Yeah. Who is this guy?
I suppose you could just go out and get hairspray. I mean, if you're going to use it...
On the ready? If you're a dude...
I'm saying he got hairspray to make a flamethrower.
Yeah. I was going to say, right, or he might have just bought it because that's how you do that.
Yeah.
Didn't you do that when you were a teenager?
Don't. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Maybe he just has really stupid hair.
That's a good point, too. He might have crazy hair.
Mm-hmm. She said that he threatened to burn her with the flames and made good on the threat by spewing the fire at her several times. He was eventually apprehended. I don't believe that she was injured in the encounter. She did feel the heat of that flamethrower from time to time, but nothing too severe.
Yeah.
In Pennsylvania, officers were called about a domestic issue. When they got to the scene, they found a woman with injuries that claimed that she claimed were from being assaulted by the man inside. But the story didn't quite add up. The man said that she sustained the injuries after she fell down the stairs, which actually checked out. Due to her level of intoxication and the seriousness of her injuries, she was being taken out of the house to be taken to the hospital and decided she would show off for the officers. Giving them the warning of merely, quote, watch this, she proceeded to kick one of the officers in the chest. She now faces assault charges.
Watch this. Hold my beer.
She was trying to tell them not to take her to the hospital, but she was so intoxicated and she was so injured that they basically said, what was it? She basically was not in her mind enough to where she had the ability to truly say, I don't want to go to the hospital.
You're so messed up, you can't even make a decision.
Correct. Yeah. And so she kicked one of them in the chest. Good work. She's not the only one to assault an officer. Still in Pennsylvania, police were responding to a call about a man that had broken down a fence. They did find the man at the scene, but after determining that he gave them a fake address, they attempted to take him into custody. He struggled with the officers during the arrest, kicking two in the face.
Damn.
He was eventually put into the patrol car, but had to be pepper sprayed after he wouldn't stop kicking the windows. He now faces multiple charges. Bro, just go to jail.
That's what I would say, too, if a guy kicked me in the face. Yeah, I'd keep pepper spraying him.
Yeah, exactly.
He's kicking
right?
out the windows.
Yeah, my buddies are going, I'm pissed. I pepper sprayed his ass.
Oh, yeah. I just... You're in cuffs, man. You're not getting away at this point. Quit trying. You're making it so much worse on yourself. And they're not going to take it easier on you at this point. You're pissing them off.
Everything hurt after that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Everything was just payback. Good work. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for a return of Who Sucks Less. The lovely Taryn Daly joins you next.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, Mike, this is for you. We be all about this,
yeah!
Bitch. Doo-dah, doo-dah. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.